Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as we get closer to tip off. Northwest Mounties and the Okemos Wolves ready to go here momentarily. But first, let's go ahead and check out these starting lineups on the pregame here for Kelly Express Marts.
All right. Well, we'll start with Coach Jeff Watch's Okemos Wolves. And they have a senior, sophomore, and three juniors. The senior, lone senior today is Keegan Noble, junior Isaac Shell, junior Ryan Adams, junior Ben Mulder, and then the sophomore Ben Clark.
All right. Yeah, getting some sophomorishness in the starting lineup. I like when we get a little youth. I feel like this year, more than maybe any year, Brian, we've just seen a lot of freshmen, sophomore, and juniors, and not a ton of seniors playing on teams or starting anyway.
I agree, and I'm kind of hoping that's the lineup they go with most of the time, because, Steve, there are some names that are going to be difficult to pronounce coming up for Okemos, but we'll deal with that when it comes time.
If it comes time.
If it comes
still,
time.
Still crossing the fingers that they go with a short bench for the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Hey, how would you like James Bradley's Mountie starting lineup?
I would love to hear who it is.
All right. Well, they, too, have one senior, and that's Travion Kendall-Moore. And the coach called him Trey, so I'm going to call him Trey. They have sophomore Caden Holmes, who early in the season, if I'm not mistaken, our first game we did, he was a JV player, a fifth quarter guy, and now getting a start here in the districts. And then they have junior Marquise Williams, junior Dennis Graham, and the super freshman Roe Dedeaux.
Diaper dandy.
Yeah.
Let's steal from Dickie B.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roe Dedeaux is going to be very important to what Northwest does and how they go. He can be a one-man press break if necessary. As you mentioned, his penetration is deadly. I think for him to really take the next step is making better decisions once he gets past his guy into the lane. A lot of times he ends up taking an awkward angle shot, which sometimes go in. I mean, he's got that talent. But sometimes he'd be better off to pass that out for an open three, or maybe make something different happen. So other than that, decision making, there's no question about the abilities.
Yeah, that's a skill where, and I'm going to call it a skill, that I see wrong with a lot of young players is they start to make a move and they already have it in their head what they're going to do. And they think, okay, if I'm driving and shooting, they don't just pass it if it collapses or something.
Right.
They're already going up for a shot. But, you know, you mentioned him being a freshman and inexperienced, but he's about to be a sophomore. I'll tell you what, things are different, too, from when you and I were in high school. I bet you Roe has played more basketball already in his life than you ever did with all the AAU stuff. We talk about the inexperience, but, man, they've played a lot of games.
Well,
I'll
say this. He's played more organized basketball, but I don't know if he's done as many games out on the dirt court at night with the lights on. Barely can see the ball, but we're still out there sweating it out in the summertime in Mr. Howard's backyard. But
you got to love old school hoops.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no, but it is very different. That organized and running the five-on-five is it's much more common to have going year-round for these hoopers, especially a talented freshman like Roe, who is, you know, he'd be welcomed on just about any AAU team throughout the state, I'm sure. And I think I'm glad we're going to get to watch him tonight. And you mentioned that starting lineup absent of Bryson Cooper. Well, we expect we'll see him at some point during the game.
Yeah, Avery Ansbaugh, who we've seen in the starting lineup before, and even Osterberg.
Yeah. He's kind of their
Jarrett.
Yeah, he's kind of a three-point specialist, but he's got some pretty good length and athleticism. He can defend. I got to expect Coach Bradley goes eight or nine players in his playoff roster here, can go a little deep. And I wouldn't be shocked if we saw an early substitution from him if something's not going right, too, because they do have depth to about eight guys where any one of them could probably get plugged into the starting lineup.
We saw Bobby Simon in there, too, before, didn't we?
He did. He got a start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his hair both started.
He's not even just on the all-hair team. He's the captain of the all-hair team.
He is. But I don't know.
The
I don't even know if we
team.
Have four of his teammates. It might just be him.
I think
we like it.
Yeah, I think he's got a link to our sponsor, too, Kelly Express Marts. Shout out to Andrea if she happens to be tuned in. Or maybe she's in the gym, but we appreciate Kelly Express Marts jumping on board as our pregame sponsor through the postseason. And thanks to some other add-ons, East Jackson Community Schools supporting there in action tonight with Homer over at Napoleon. And that game's on 95.9 The Power Cow tonight.
Shout out Joel Cook and Jeff Punches.
Oh, yeah. Some East Jackson
administration
stars
over there.
Yeah. Leadership. Josh's Dumpsters, Industrial Steel Tiering of Jackson. And if you recall, last season, in the postseason anyway, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw line sponsor. So we'll hear their name over and over. I predict a lot, especially when Rhodey Doe's handling the rock.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take another 3-minute break. We'll come back and get closer to tip off as the Mounties take on the Wolves here at Mason High School. It's opening round action of the MHSAA State Basketball Tournament here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the pregame. Once again, brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. Thank you so much to them as our game coverage brought to you by a ton of fine sponsors, including Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Vikings. I saw some of their players in attendance scouting this one out. They'll be part of this district Wednesday night, and they'll take on Mason, who just outlasted Lansing Everett in the first game here.
Have we done a game where Jaden Ramirez hasn't been there?
I feel like not lately.
He's in every game.
Yeah.
That's a basketball junkie. I love it.
No doubt. Well, hey, let's take another quick 2 minutes, and when we come back, we'll tip it up. Vikings and Wolves on WKHM next.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you please rise as we honor America Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, as the starting lineups get introduced on the floor, and we're getting ready for things up here in the balcony. Bryson Cooper's older brother, Carson Cooper, in attendance. 6'10", I think, he's listed for the Michigan State Spartans. I'm fully rooting for them against Purdue coming up.
He had a big game yesterday against Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good game.
And Mason not too far from East Lansing to head down here and check this one out.
Nice for him to be able to come check out his baby bro.
Yeah. For his old team, the Northwest Mountains.
It's cool that he's his little brother and he can actually call him his little brother, even in stature, which is, you know, pretty good when you're talking about a 6'8", 6'9", Bryson Cooper.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Yeah, well, we're going to try to catch Carson's eye, see if he wants to come do commentary with us at any time. I got a microphone. We'll plug in for him. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go here. Again, starting for the Mounties, Marquise Williams, Dennis Graham, Rhodey Doe, Caden Holmes, and Travion Kinnelmore, or Trey, if you will. And if I default to just Trey, that's who I mean. So if you don't hear last name.
And then, like I said, Coach called him Trey, so I'm guessing everyone does. You know, you look out at that starting lineup, and it is not big.
No.
But Okemus really not real big either. I mean, I don't see anybody on the floor. Maybe Ben Mulder might be 6'3", but that'd be about it.
Okemus not going to be able to exploit size, although they win the tap. And Okemus gets things started. The Wolves and the Mounties is the matchup here. Working around the perimeter outside. Kind of against a 3-2 zone for the Mounties. Just kind of back and forth here between a couple guys. Now just a three over the top. Goes off the heel. Offensive rebound, though, for Okemus. And another triple from the other wing is short. And rebounded this time by Moore. Trey Moore gets it out to Doe. And he turns on the burners, as he usually does. Goes all the way to the basket and scores. Went to the floor after making the scoop. 2-0 Mounties in the Rhodey Doe penetration bucket. They set up full court pressure here in the backcourt for Okemus. And there's a pickoff. Rhodey Doe with the steal, and he's going to penetrate again. Drives, gets down behind the basket, skips it out. Three-point look for Dennis Graham from the corner. Goes down. Good rhythm shot. Good catch and shoot for Graham. And 5-0 Mounties right away. A timeout from the Okemus bench. They had to make a plan for that the pressure.
I think so. But, Steve, we talked in the pregame about Dennis Graham needing to make some shots. That shot, as you said, was just in the flow of things.
Yeah.
Nice kick out to him, catch and shoot, real easy.
That was a couple things we talked about right in the open, because that was Dito down in got in deep, double team, triple team really came to stop him, and he found an open man. Graham caught and shot in rhythm. It was just a good-looking offensive set there for Northwest. Really early to start making claims, and we've seen them be really good for portions and then maybe slump a little bit. So if they can keep this up, they'll have no problem dispensing this Okemos team. That's going to have to come out and figure out first how to break this full-court pressure. They get it inbounds back and forth here in the backcourt. Shell sharing it there with Ben Clark. Clark back to Shell. Back to Clark.
Close to 10.
Get close to that 10. He does get over the timeline, just working it around, and there's a pump fake. Drive from the wing. Shell steps back now, gives it up. They swing it around. Clark, high post, turning around and look, was wide open, didn't take it. Now backs out into the corner for a three, and that's an air ball. Offensive rebound, though, again, missed three by Shell. Rebounded by the Wolves in the drive. Forced that one into double team. And no call here. A little physical, but they let it go. Keegan Noble with the miss. Back the other way. Dito pulls up from the elbow. Missed. Offensive rebound. Chance for Williams, and he does squeeze it. Pulls up the jumper. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Trey, and he gets the put back. He goes to the floor and maybe twisted his ankle. Something. He's slow to get up. And that gives Okemos time to get over the timeline. Set up their half court. Get an open look for three in the corner. That one's going to go. Knocked down triple there by Shell, and the Okemos Wolves are on the board trailing 7-3 here, just under six to play in the first quarter.
If you're Okemos, you better score that. You had a 5-on-3.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Kendall Moore went down, and one of his teammates, instead of getting back on D, was helping him up.
And he was real slow to get up, but he looks fine now that he's on his feet. There's another shot going up. And that's a two-pointer for Graham, but he's made a couple of catch-and-shoot buckets, 9-3 Mounties. Over the timeline here, breaking the pressure is Okemos. Noble goes into the corner. Shell back out to Noble. Look to swing it around Clark. Back left side, Isaac Shell shoots and hits. Another knockdown there for Okemos, and they're starting to heat up a little bit. 9-6, Graham catches, puts up a quick triple. That one misses. Maybe a little early in the possession, but maybe a little heat check for him. Felt like he was shooting well, and it wasn't a terrible look. But he missed it. Back the other way, Okemos baseline move. Shell pumps, stops, elevation, left it short, and on the rebound, Shell's going to get called for a foul, trying to take that away from Trey Moore. And it looks like we'll get Bryson Cooper to check in for his first minutes, give trivia on Kennell Moore a breather.
Steve, you've talked about Northwest's little kind of 3-2 zone. The soft spot in that is the corners, and that's where Shell has made both threes. So Northwest and Coach Bradley going to have to figure out how to get somebody down there a little faster.
Into the corner, and a move out of there from a double team and a turnover. I thought we were going to get a pass out by Holmes. Instead, Okemos clears it out, trailing 6-9. Make a move to the basket, passes out, open baseline jumper. That's a tough shot. Missed and rebounded by Northwest. Missed on that one, Ben Bishop. One of the three Bens on the roster here for Okemos. They're looking to trap on the wing also. Skip pass and an open three for Williams. And Marquise knocks down that triple, and it's 12-6 Mounties, and they set up their pressure. Okemos against a couple of reach-ins, gets it over the timeline. In the corner to move out of there for Ben Bishop. Out to the top for Shell. Gives it back, and another three goes up, goes off glass, missed, and rebounded by Graham, and they're going to yank him down, and that'll be a foul call. And so we get a timeout here for Coach Bradley. He is going to get one. 12-6 Mounties. We're back in 30 seconds. 3:58 to play on WKHM in the first quarter.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:53 to play and ticking down. 12-6 Mounties with the ball after the timeout. Dito works over to the wing, swings around to the top for Holmes. He'll take a triple, and that one goes off rim. Good box out on Bryson Cooper, and he'll knock that away from the would-be rebounder, but it'll be Okemos ball. And that's what you got to do if you're Ben Bishop down there with Cooper. You're going to have to put a body on him, and they did that time because he's a voracious offensive rebounder.
Yeah, Coach Watts wanted it over the back, and he might be right.
Yeah.
They but get that possession. Always looks bad, too. Just because you're bigger doesn't mean you're automatically on his back.
Right. Working the perimeter here. Much better ball movement here for Okemos on this possession. They go to the high post, turnaround jumper, and wide open look. Good ball movement. Noble hits the jumper from just a step inside the free throw line. 12-8, Okemos trails. Vikings back. They go down to Cooper on the baseline. Backs it out to Dito. Crosses. Backs it. Now he has to swing it around all the way into the corner for Holmes, and the triple goes up and missed. Good open look on the ball movement. Caden Holmes misses and rebounded by the Okemos Wolves.
A possession, though, where every single player touched it for Northwest, and that's what we like to see.
Yeah, ball didn't have to touch the floor. They just moved it and got a look. They won't always go in, but they're always good shots. There's a baseline move backed out into the corner for a triple, and that went halfway down and comes out. Missed by Shell, rebounded by the Mounties, and Graham brings it down right wing. Now Holmes looking to go off dribble, gets in, batted away. Fast break the other way for Okemos. No numbers, they slow it down. No penetration, backs it out. Top of the key drive and into the corner. Shell, another triple try. That one's going to go down. He's looking to catch and shoot. Isaac Shell with a couple triples already, and 12-11. They cut the lead to 1 with 2:07 to play first quarter.
Shell liking that corner three. That's three of them for him.
And like you said, that's been kind of a weak spot in the defense for the Mounties. And if they can make them, they're going to be able to get them unless they get them out of this zone. Both teams playing zone, and Okemos has maybe looked to trap a little bit on the wings. There's a catch and shot by Graham, and he misses. Rebounded by Okemos. Chance to go ahead here with 1:42 on the clock, and they'll slow it down and set up a half-court set.
You know, we've seen the good and bad of Northwest already within this first quarter.
6.5 minutes, and we've already gotten kind of some hot shooting and some cold shooting.
And some possessions of good ball movement and not so good.
There's a drive, just kind of weaving, and then penetration. Ben Clark takes it all the way to the rack for a layup and a 13-12 Wolves lead. Dito steps up on the perimeter, gives it up to Williams. Williams into triple team, back out to Dito. Behind the back dribble, gets into the lane. Triple team, blocked shot. We'll get some foul call. And that's going to be, got him with the body. I was looking for that body because that guy who blocked it knocked it away clean, but there was three different guys and one of them had a blocking foul on him.
Yeah, that was a case where the Okemos D needed to just stand there because they had Dido surrounded.
He hits that first free throw. We're tied at 13. Round of substitutions are going to get Anspaw and Osterberg into the game, and that's Jarrett Osterberg, southpaw.
And Isaac Shell for Okemos with 9 of their 13 points coming out, but he just picked up foul number 2.
Dito misses the second free throw. Anspaw down there battling. Rebound goes away from him and picked up by the Okemos Wolves. I thought he was going to grab that one, though.
Hands-ball and battling are two words that usually do go hand-in-hand.
And there's another move and a pull-up J from the free throw line again. Looking for his own shot, calling his own number there. Ben Clark missed and rebound quickly the other way. Dito gets into the lane. Called for a travel as he lost his footing, and that's a bummer because Bryson Cooper cleaned up the miss with a dunk.
Yeah, I think Dedeau might have stepped on the defender's foot. That kind of made him stumble.
42 seconds to go, first quarter, 13-13 tie game here. Okemos ball, bringing it up slowly, maybe holding for one even here at the end of the first quarter.
As an underdog, I sure would.
There's a move to the top, screen and roll, and there's one that goes off the hands and out of bounds. Just fired a pass, and Ben Mulder couldn't squeeze it. Sideline out of bounds, and Northwest gets it back with 26.5. Well, they hold for one here in the 13-13 tie.
Well, as a favorite, I sure would. I'm kidding.
It looks like Dido kind of was showing the one finger. Maybe that meant one shot, or I don't know if they have a number one play. Nobody coming out to pressure, so Dido can just kind of run this down to where he wants. I'd clear that out, clear out that lane, and let him go one-on-one.
Let him pick and roll with Cooper here.
Yep. Cooper is kind of screening down. There's a pull-up jumper halfway down and comes out. Got a good look at it wide open, but I thought maybe they'd try to do something to get a layup out of that. In the end, we're tied at 13 after 8 minutes. 60-second commercial break, second quarter coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after one, tied at 13. Dido take the ball in for the Mounties. See if they can get into their half-court set here against this kind of trapping zone. Is it 1-3-1?
Yeah.
They get it into Dido. Tough catch, and he gets down low. That was 50-50 whether that was going to be stolen or a layup. And Dido makes it happen. And they get the lead 15-13. Back the other way, a little screen and roll into the free throw line area. Good pull-up jumper. Missed. Offensive rebound and putback. He had the missed shot there by Clark and the rebound and putback by Bishop, and it's 15-15. Triple goes up for the Mounties, and that's first time in the game here. Kyron Nelson, freshman, played all year on the JV, called up for the tournament and getting some minutes already early. 7:06 to play first half, and a missed shot by Okemos, and the rebound's batted out of bounds, and the Mounties will get it back.
Steve, that was a step back long three from a number 30, and I'm used to seeing number 30 for Golden State do that, but not number 30 from Okemos. Jake Taylor, not to be confused with the catcher from Cleveland in the Major League movies, Jake Taylor.
Oh, man. Although, we'll see if they run that bunt play in the Colts one at the end. Step back triple, Osterberg catches and fires and drills. 6:45 to play, first half, 18-15. 3-point lead now for the Mounties. Coming around a screen, leaves an open triple. That was a screen and roll from about half court. Spotted up and knocked down three for Ben Mulder, and we're tied again at 18. Behind the back move, Dido in traffic, gets into the corner for Nelson, out to Osterberg. Takes another triple, step back style. Off the back rim, and we had a battle down low, and again, another tough box out down there by Bishop on Cooper, and Cooper grabbed his arm a little bit there.
Yeah, 32, 33, 34 are all Bens. Ben Clark, Ben Mulder, Ben Bishop, and they've all contributed so far, each with a bucket and some rebounding.
They've been having a good game. 18-18 tie, 6:17 to go. And it's Clark who brings it up, goes to the left side for Mulder. Oh, Bishop, excuse me. Oh, almost spotted up for a three. Good hands by Dito. Gets in the passing lane, knocks away, but saves it, and it goes to Oakham. It's a move down the baseline. A lot of contact and a no call. Surprised that wasn't something. Block or an offensive foul. Just that baseline drive elevated, and Ann's ball went down to the floor.
It's almost like they didn't know which way to call it, so they didn't call anything. But we've seen Avery Ansbaugh many a time be willing to take a charge.
Clark going to inbound here from the baseline for the Wolves. 18-18 tie game. Gets it back to Bishop. Skip pass over to the side for someone not named Ben, Ryan Adams. Comes around the screen. Adams to the right wing. Back up to the top and knocked away. Quick hands there by Kyron Nelson. But a reaching call, and Okemos will keep it. Not a ton of fouls here, just two right now on the Mounties and none on Okemos here in the second quarter. 5:48 to play. Only had a couple fouls there in the first quarter as well, so maybe this bodes well for no foul trouble.
Yeah, just 2-2 right now.
Ryan Adams trying to feed the block, posting up Osterberg, fading, and gets it up over the defense. Missed it, though, rebounded by Cooper. Dito the other way for the Mounties. Set back. Crossover pull-up jumper off the heel and rebounded by Okemos.
It's a couple possessions in a row now, Steve, where we're getting the bad.
Yeah.
As far as just no passing, just quick shots.
Defending well, though, on Okemos and making everything tough for them. 18-18, we've been stuck at that tie score here for a little while. 5:07 to play in the half. Steps inside the arc and a pull-up jumper for Ben Clark, and he knocks that down. Lead again for the Wolves. Quickly up the floor, Kyron Nelson open, and he knocks down a triple and gives the Mounties the lead. 21-20. Quick shots going up here, a lot of up-and-down play for both teams. Okemos, though, has looked a lot more comfortable working in their half-court sets offensively.
Nelson, good job defending on the ball.
Adams pump fakes a three, drives into the free throw line area, has to hand it off to Clark. Ben Clark back out to Keegan Noble, gets the call from the coach. Screen, drive, knocked away. Cooper getting on the floor, and we're going to get a foul call, and I think that's going to go against Okemos. And that's going to go against Keegan Noble. And it looked like Cooper trying to make a move to get a steal, and he was grabbing him.
Yeah, Okemos now with four fouls and two players with a pair. Keegan Noble with two and Isaac Shell, who hit three early threes with two, although Shell's coming back in now.
Weathered a bit of time without him and trail by one. Northwest looking to extend it. Dennis Graham's going to bring it over the timeline. Dito sets up at the high post area.
I like him there in the high post against that zone. He can make plays from there.
Pass it around, get open, look in the corner for Williams, and he misses it. And Dito somehow comes away with the loose ball, drives it in. I think he got away with a little push there, but two different Okemos rebounders, and Dito comes away with it and gets the layup, and it's 23-20 Mounties.
I also think he stepped out of bounds. We had a pretty good look at that, too, but hey, Mounties will take it.
And there was Ryan Adams coming off the screen and took a couple steps to get started before he put it on the deck, and that'll be a traveling call. 23-20 now. Mounties lead is three and a chance to go up even further here. Graham will bring it up again over the timeline. Dito now deep on the right wing. High post Williams. Now he backs out of there. Give it up left side for Holmes. Out to the top for Dito, swinging around right side. Graham off the screen, open for three, got it.
That's a nice set play there.
And a timeout for Okemos after, a great half-court offense play call there for Coach Bradley. 3:18 to play in the first half. Full timeout will take 60 seconds. 26-20 Mounties lead on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970
AM. The Mounties and stretching out a six-point advantage with 3:16 to play here in the first half. Okemos out of the timeout here. Ryan Adams brings it over the timeline. Really pressuring the ball handlers are the Mounties, making it tough for them to get it into their half-court set. Screen and roll at the top. Nothing there. Clark pressured out there now by Dito. Has to hand it off. And there's Shell going around, and we'll get a reach-in call there for Dito. They played tough, moving your feet, defense, and pressure defense, but he couldn't resist handing the cookie jar there.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen him make steals, so that's just one of those things. The good's going to come with the bad again.
Just his first foul late in the first half, 2:55 to play, 26-20 Mounties. Clark, give it up to Shell on the left wing. No, I'm sorry, that was Mulder. Now Shell comes off a screen. Swings it back to the right side, trying to get down to the post. Noah makes a dribble-up move into that free throw line area. He loves that shot. He's hit a couple of them. Ben Clark with a free throw line jumper. And it's 26-22 Mounties. Into the corner, Graham pump faked the three. Didn't set his feet. Gets called for traveling. It's a rowdy Okemos fan section, but I'll tell you what, I do like the following that USA gold medal hockey victory, hockey jersey night
yeah.
Here for the Okemos Wolves student section.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's hockey jersey or just jersey. I've seen a little bit of everything.
Mostly hockey, I see.
I see a Lions. I see a few hoops.
Yeah. There, yeah. No, Laporte, Sam Laporta jersey?
I think so.
It's kind of awesome. Okemos ball, 26-22. They trail. Again, Graham pressuring. They go down to the post. And tough post move. Good defense by Dito to not foul down there. Williams running the break, and they go to Dito, cutting down the lane, knocked away. Okemos will get it back here. Good job defending the break. 2:04 to go. Crossover into the elbow area. Backs it out. Shell's going to take a deep triple. He's hit a couple already. That one hits nothing. And rebounded by Cooper as one of the Okemos Wolves goes flying. Transition. Holmes gets a back cut. Williams all alone under the basket and a reverse layup and a 28-22 Mountie lead. 1:45 to play.
Nice pass from Holmes right there. Good vision seeing the cutting Williams.
Dribbling to the pressure. Knocked away from behind. Last touch. They'll say Mounties.
I think they missed that one. It looked like it went off the Okemos foot.
Yeah. 95 seconds to play first half, 28-22 Mounties. Okemos will get the sideline inbound here in front of the Northwest bench.
I like Coach Bradley's move to go back to man. I feel like that zone was giving Okemos some looks behind the three. Right now, they're struggling against this man D. Dedeau's going to get a little rest here, Steve, for the last minute 35. Maybe we'll see him again on offensive end.
Again, minute 35 here, 28-22. Mounties 6-point lead.
Jarrett Osterberg in now.
Graham out to pressure on the inbound. Minute 30. And that's Keegan Noble. Gets a screen out there. Tries to roll it. Noble dribbled in front of the roller. Got a double team there, and he loses it. Steal for Northwest and a turnover, and the Mounties with a chance to go up here, 28-22. Extra pass by Holmes to Osterberg. Corner triple. No good. Bryson Cooper with the rebound and put back too strong. Missed opportunity for the Mounties. Rebounded by the Wolves.
Good board there by Cooper. Everything but the finish.
He really could have taken some more time on that and been more deliberate. Under a minute to play, and now some pressure D there by Williams, and he's going to get the whistle.
And good news, only Marquise Williams, yeah. First foul. You mentioned every game we've done, he's been in early foul trouble, but he's going in the half Assuming he doesn't pick up
number
two.
I'm going to knock out a little wood here for him with under a minute to play. It's a shame if he picked up two quick ones here going into halftime. But and the way Northwest has been defending, great screen there on the play for Okemos. Drives it all the way down, got stuck, able to clear it out. Shell in the corner, jab steps, now drives, elevates, jumper, short. Rebound, Mounties. Going the other way is Holmes. He'll slow it down, 33 seconds. And backs it out to the Bulldogs logo here at Mason High School. Now moves over to the right wing deep. Volleyball 10-foot line there.
I like this, though. Up six. 30 seconds to go. Coach Bradley just holding for, oh, well, he wanted one.
Say he wanted one. Osterberg left alone, takes the shot, missed. Rebound chased down in the corner by Cooper. So Mounties keep it on there into the floor. Crossover moving into the lane. Graham gets in with a lefty finish. Around a couple different Okemos defenders who had a chance. 3 seconds, 30 to 22. And he gets one away just before the buzzer. Clark misses it from the top of the key on a like one-handed runner three-point shot. And the buzzer sounds on the half, and the Mounties with an eight-point lead, 30 to 22. After up and down half that second quarter, the scoring kind of ground right to a halt with a couple of defensive moves by both coaches. But Mounties able to get a couple buckets in there, and certainly some stuff near the basket, getting rewarded for offensive rebounds too, and a couple of turnovers. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll come back and get the numbers from the first half. Again, the Mounties lead at 30 to 22 over Okemos here on WKHM and streaming online at WKHM.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls. And great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with The Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at The Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half as Northwest trailed even momentarily there a couple times in that first half, but able to extend to their largest lead at 30-22 here going into the halftime break. And it looked like they were going to, we thought, maybe hold for one there at the end of the half, and shot a little bit early, but were able to get that offensive rebound and keep that possession so that they did indeed get the last shot at Dennis Graham, lefty layup. 30-22 lead, and how do the point totals get us here, Brian?
Well, for Okemos, we had Keegan Noble with a pair, Ben Clark with six, Ben Mulder three, and Ben Bishop two. It was all the Bens combined for 11. And then Isaac Schell, who hit three early threes in the corner, led the way with 9 points, got second follower, kind of missed most of the second quarter, but had the hot hand early for Okemos.
Didn't pick up a third foul, so he'll be available out of the locker room. Meanwhile, for the Mounties.
Well, for the Mounties, Marquise Williams had five. Rhoda Doe with seven. Jared Osterberg made a triple, so he had three. Kyron Nelson came off the bench with a triple for three. Trey Kinnell-Moore, with two. And then Dennis Graham leading the way so far with 10 points. Made a pair of threes and a pair of buckets.
Couple layups, yeah. Yeah, it was such a, we were correct, I think, a lot of our analysis for the first half, and we saw that all kind of play out a little bit during that half, with Northwest occasionally getting some very good shots with some great ball movement and occasionally taking shots early in the possession that were contested threes or really quick without their feet set. So I think if you're Coach Bradley, you kind of maybe take that a little bit and hope somebody gets maybe a couple of those go in because somebody's hot, feeling a hot hand. But other than that,
what's funny, if you're Okemos too, Steve, when they played a zone, it almost forced Northwest to have to move the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Man to man, it was like whoever had the ball wanted to just take his man and shoot. And so, again, if you're Okemos, that's kind of a conundrum because you're probably not athletic enough to stay in a man against Northwest. But while they were in man, I didn't feel like the ball moved very well either. So,
right.
I'm not sure what Coach Wanch is going to do here coming out.
I feel like we saw that play out with Jackson High against Adrian.
Yeah.
Where they got into a lot of one-on-ones. They're playing a lot of one-on-one and driving and stuff. And then Adrian switched into his zone, and Jackson got really patient and moved the ball really well without dribbling and ended up getting a lot of good looks. And so that's a choice that that Coach Wanch is going to have to make. Do they want to stay in zone and let Northwest kind of settle in and move the ball, or do they want to go out and pressure them a little bit? And I think their zone worked best when they were kind of trapping a little bit and maybe get a couple guys stuck in the corner and able to create some turnovers off of that. But overall, just
if I'm the man that has to guard Rhoda Doe and keep him out of off the rim, I'm going to plead to let's go zone.
Zone, yeah. Please. And for a while, he came out like really quick on a couple of plays, and then after that he would give it up and really didn't see the ball again in the half court. And that was partly because the zone defense was making him give it up. But gosh, you're gonna have to pick your poison if you're Okemos. You're gonna hope your guys get a little hot shooting and hope Northwest goes cold.
Yeah, that's kind of the curse of being such a good one-on-one player, is anytime you touch it you just feel like you can take your man.
Mm-hmm.
And which frequently you can, but that's when the ball stops as well.
All right, let's take another two-minute break. When we come back, second half, 30-22 Northwest leads on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
At County National Bank,
we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, the buzzer sounds. The halftime break is over. We're underway for the second half. Northwest leads at 30-22, and it is Okemos ball to start things up here. That'll be Clark bringing it over the timeline. Dito checking him. Screen and roll, had his guy, maybe went a little late, still got the pass down there, got away with a travel, sliding his feet around, but a bucket for Ben Mulder in traffic, and Okemos comes out and gets one, cuts the lead to six.
That's a tough shot right in Cooper's eye.
Williams goes off the dribble. Didn't really beat his man, got into the air and does draw a whistle, so free throw is coming for Marquise Williams.
Coach Wanch despondent over that call because he knows that's three on Shell now. So Shell, who had to miss a lot of the second quarter with two, can come out right now.
Williams hits that free throw, and Shell will come out, replaced by Ben Bishop.
I tell you what, when you're an underdog, kind of like Okemos is, and this is a lose and go home, you might give him a minute or two, but I'm getting him back on the floor.
Williams missed the second free throw, rebounded by Okemos. High post, turn, looks, was open for a moment, back out, and we get a triple from the wing, and that's going to miss everything. Rebounded. No, stolen away. Ryan Adams gets it. Cut down the lane, and a scoop around the defender. Tough shot, Keegan Noble. He missed the three, but he made that layup. 31-26. Lead is five. Out to the top for Williams. Takes a triple. That goes off the heel. Long rebound. Tracked down by Clark. And he gives it up to Noble. Gets it back. Clark will bring it up toward half court. Moving over to the left wing. Pressured by Dito. Gets a screen there. Skips it. Directing traffic out there was Mulder. Now Adams has it. Gets it away to Clark. Out near the jump circle. Right wing for Adams. Tries to skip past Dito. Saw that coming. Interception and a fast break for Rowe. Takes it all the way in and finishes with the right hand on the left side of the basket. 33-26 Mounties.
Good finish by Dedell, but I was kind of hoping he'd miss it because I think Cooper was going to slam it.
Pull up off the dribble, Clark. He does love that jumper at free throw line extended area. Knocks it down. 33-28, 5-point lead for the Mounties. To the top, Dito. It's off the dribble. Good defense. Gives up to Cooper on the baseline jumper. He missed it and rebounded there by Bishop. Here come the Wolves up the left side. Clark right in front of the score table. 6:02 to play, third quarter. 33-28 Mounties. Turning and looking, there's Ben Bishop from the top of the key. Goes left wing deep for Adams, and a 5-second call. Cooper out pressuring Bishop, and he held it a little too long, about a half a second too long.
And it's funny, usually when you see those, somebody's really hounding him and they're just struggling that time. I mean, Cooper was standing there, but just with his hand up, he just took too long. I think the ref had had enough.
Left wing and a fire to a cutting Dennis Graham in the paint. His little floater kind of fader from about 6 feet. Missed. Dito with another interception on the outlet pass. And he'll take that all the way in and score it. No, missed. I thought for sure he had that one. It just went in and out. Got a little bump. He was trying for the contact. He wanted the hoop and the harm.
They even gave him the right side.
Yep. Rebounded by Okemus. Clark into the lane. Gets a floater up. He gets contact, and free throws coming for Ben Clark. 33-28. It's a five-point game. Okemus sticking around. Every time it looks like Northwest going to go on a run, and they get a couple misses or plays like that.
It sure feels like Northwest is dominating the game, but only 5 points. Things come a lot easier for Northwest.
Ben Clark misses that free throw.
And that's his pull-up spot, too.
Yeah.
How's he missing that?
He needs to take a couple dribbles and elevate.
Stand back, have the ref give it to him, make a move.
Yeah, make a couple little
pull
shimmies. It looks a lot different on this free throw stroke, too, I'll tell you what. He missed them both, rebounded by the Mounties. Dennis Graham into the free throw area, pulls up, and he hits nothing but net. See, that's what you needed to do, Ben Clark. Couple dribbles. Screened by Okemus. Clark now penetrates into the corner. Good closeout by Graham. Take away a three-point shot. Swing it around to the right wing. And it's Ben Mulder. Mulder gives it up. Clark's got it back. Gives it up to Bishop. Bishop not doesn't want to get a five-second call. He puts it on the floor. Back out to Mulder. Clark gets it on the wing. And three-second call against Okemus. Wow, we're getting all those, like, rare whistles from the officials. I don't think we saw a five-second call or a three-second call all year.
And, you know, I think Jake Taylor was down there just standing with one foot just barely in the lane. And the official looked. Usually they'll kind of tell you, hey, get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did, and he didn't listen.
4:35, and Dido drives up, gives it up to Cooper. Elevate like he was going to dunk. Good adjustment. Thought he maybe had some contact. Scored off the window anyway, and it's a 9-point lead, largest of the game for the Mounties. Triple goes up for Okemus. Missed, and it was Williams and Graham battling for the rebound for Northwest. Graham squeezes it, brings it up the floor, looking to expand the lead through pressure. Drops it for Cooper, who was going to hammer a dunk. We'll get a reach-in call on the floor.
That's Keegan Noble. Now he's going to have three.
That's those kind of plays that we see from Northwest where Cooper's great at moving to that open spot where that penetration comes. It's just a matter of will the dribbler drop it down to him for that layup. There's a nice little screen and roll. Tough pass, though, and knocked away by Bishop. Here comes Okemus Wolves. Shell back in the game. Stops at the top. They swing it around left side. And Shell anxious to get a shot up here. It's been a while since he's gotten to shoot after missing a few minutes here early. Down to Bishop, backs it out, and there's a triple going up for Noble. Missed. Rebound Graham. He's got about three boards here in the last couple minutes. Takes it up the floor. He stops on the wing, steps back. Triple short. Rebound Anspaugh chases it down for the Mounties. Drives in, gets in the air, has a shot block, but that's going to be a foul. And this time it's not going to be Shell. That'll be Ben Mulder, I think. That is the call. His first.
Anspaugh might be the best big man that's 5'9". He's always just has his nose in there. Do a lot of work inside.
Knocks it down. Hits the free throw.
He's one of those guys, too, that feels like he's been playing for 7 years.
Right. We've been seeing Anspaugh every time maybe I've ever been to a Northwest game. My entire career. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. A lot of threes, 38-28. 10-point lead for the Mounties after the split pair. Largest of the game. There's a knockaway. Graham knocks that one away from behind. Looked like it was going to be stolen. Instead, Okemus keeps it. And then Cooper had the rebound. And if they'd replay that for a flagrant, he got pulled to the floor by Ben Bishop. He might have just been trying to keep his footing, but that, Cooper got yanked down to the hardwood.
Yeah, that's one in the college game. For sure they'd go, and that's the hook and hold flagrant for sure. Looks like we got a timeout.
Full timeout. 60-second break from the broadcast. 38-28 Mounties on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence.
From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Struggling to keep up in a traditional classroom? At East Jackson Virtual Academy, we get it. Whether you're behind on credits, battling anxiety, or just need a different way to learn, we have some great options available for you. Our flexible online learning program lets you learn at your pace, in your space, with real certified teachers and real support. Education is no longer one size fits all. It's about finding the best fit so you can get a jump on your future. To learn more about East Jackson Virtual Academy, stop by or contact us at eastjacksonschools.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.303 to play here in the third quarter. Mounties lead at 38-28. You know, we haven't had a ton of trips to that Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, but a couple. I think everybody's split when they've gone or missed them both.
Yeah, both teams played enough zone where it's just not been a big foul game.
Even though Okemos does have a couple guys in foul trouble, Dito drives into traffic and a late whistle. I thought that was well defended, and they're going to get a foul call. We need a conference here about it, though.
I almost wonder if he's going to say inadvertent. Oh,
traveling call. Yeah.
Which I think they realized it probably wasn't a foul, and
yeah,
it was going to be Okemos' ball anyway. So I didn't see a travel.
And that's, again, what we were critical of, I think, in the pregame, that Dito can get into that spot. And when you're driving down there and you've got three guys, sometimes the best play is going to be passing out. Somebody had to be open, you know. Clark breaks full court pressure here by Kyron Nelson, because he's been good on the ball pressure. High post for that is Bishop. Bishop gives it up to the right wing for Clark. Shell from the top, stops, pulls up short. Nelson rebounds for the Mounties, gives it up to Dito up the right wing. Now to the basket, into the air, double clutch, missed. Rebound pulled down by Shell, and we'll get a reach. And I think that's going to go against, who did we get on that?
I think Kendall Moore.
That's what I thought, too, but I didn't see. I only saw him put up three fingers. But that is Trey Kendall Moore back into the game. He didn't play it again after going out in the first half for Cooper. So this is his first appearance since then. 2:07 to play in the third quarter. 38-28 Mounties. Okemos shooting went cold for the Wolves. They've gotten some looks, but nothing that's been falling. There's a step-back triple for Noble, and that's going to be a miss, too. Rebounded by the Mounties. And that's been something, the defensive glass for Northwest has been great. And there's, again, Dito kind of putting on the pressure for the defense and gets up in the air. Awkward shot, but bailed out with a foul call.
Yeah,
and he'll get free throws.
Sorry, Steve. That is 4-0 on Noble, starting point guard.
Free throw line for Rodi Doe for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on timer. You don't pay a dime.
You talked about Okemos being cold this quarter, only 6 points, but Northwest only with eight and stay with eight.
Yeah, another miss there. 38-28, we've been stalled on that score for quite a while here, feels like. Down to 1:49 to play in our third quarter. Dito splits that pair. 11 is now the largest lead of the game for the Mounties. Just a ice-cold section here for Okemos. Ryan Adams moves over to the right wing, gets a screen. Now gives it up the top for Bishop. Hands off to Clark, coming around. Clark back for Mulder. Off a screen, Shell for three. Goes up long. Rebound, Chase Dito. He does a great job on the glass for being that kind of point guard player. Gets in deep, but loses on the way up. Gets the rebound out to Osterberg. He misses it. Dito, offensive rebound, missed. Kendall Moore in for the putback. Three or four tries there for Northwest. I'm trying to remember the count, but finally, they'll get bailed out to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and it's Trey Kendall Moore with a minute 13 to play here, third quarter. 39-28, he can extend the lead for the Mounties from the charity stripe.
And that's four on Shell now, so two of their best players, Noble and Shell, both with four fouls.
And a grenade. for Trey Moore. Get Dennis Graham back into the game. Give Dido a breather.
All right, Steve, this is going to be your first test of one of the tough names I said was coming.
Is it? Oh, here we go. Musa Tashtinov.
Tashtinov.
Into the game now for Okemos. Again, they're going to have to go deeper in the bench with two guys with four fouls. Another missed free throw. Better looking free throw attempt for Kendall Moore. And Tashtinov grabs the board. Where's he been all game?
Yeah, entering the game. He's strong looking.
You see
he
that?
Like he's 40.
Anspaw pressuring the ball. Going to get a reach-in call as he was making Ryan Adams work.
Yeah, we I think that should be 1-on-1.
No 1-on-1s anymore in the game, but it should be two free throws.
I mean, excuse me, two. Yeah. The bonus, I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's five, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if they're keeping track of that correctly.
Yeah.
Adams into the corner. Tashinov off the dribble. Gets in. Reverse layup. Where's he been all game?
That was a good-looking move.
He did look like he was going to trip for a second. Maybe a little slippery on the shoe, but great move, Tashinov. 39-30. That ends the scoring drought for the Wolves, and there's a bad-looking three. Is that Osterberg? Didn't hit much. Rebounded by Okemos. Under 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And Nelson continues to go out and pressure Adams. Adams is Tashinov calling for it. There's Clark dribbling across into that free throw line area. Elevates, floater, short. Nelson rebounds for the Mounties. Puts it on the deck, 6 seconds. Fast break. Forces it in, puts it up, and scores it. Kyron Nelson making plays. Time runs out on the third, 41-30. Mounties, an 11-point lead. 60 seconds. We'll play our final set here at Mason High School as Northwest leads Okemos 41-30.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, final quarter here in Northwest with an 11-point cushion if they want to take this on to the next round and take on Holt. And we'll get a timeout from the Northwest bench right away. Coach Bradley didn't like something. Let's take 30 seconds. 7:43 to play, and it's 41-30. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Dido takes the inbound pass, immediately dribbles into a double team, and I thought we had a tie up. They'll get a foul call, but Okemos nearly got that tied up for a jump ball. Possession arrow would go to Okemos at this point, too. They trail 41-30, 7:38 to play fourth quarter of our opening round game of the tournament. Division One, left side for Dennis Graham. Couple jab step fakes, spin move at the elbow, backs it out. Dito coming in on the move, gets in again to contact and throws up a circus shot, rebounded by Okemus. Clark up the sideline to the corner. Now they drop it down to the block, and that's Mulder with an elevation floater. Just turned around and got the shot point blank. 41-32, they cut the lead to 9. Graham out of the corner here for Northwest. Gets a step baseline, a little screen and roll there into Kennel Moore, knocked away, and Okemus now running the break. So a 2-on-2. Adams, hesitation dribble, now backs it out. And Toshinov drives, missed the shot, but Empress, yeah, Toshinov gets that penetration, showing off some skills, missed it, but good offensive rebound position and another bucket for Okemus. Good things happen when Toshinov gets a touch.
That's the most athletic and cool-looking miss that we've seen all year.
Yep, 6:31. Northwest now kind of spreading it out.
Yeah.
There is no need. Yeah, there's no need to rush up shots.
Right.
7-point lead still. A lot of basketball left, but make Okemus come out and guard you out there.
Yeah, it's tournament time. This is survive in advance, right? It's not win by 15 in advance.
Just yeah.
Don't shoot threes, bad ones.
Dito gets a penetration, passes up to Graham. It was an open three, but he missed it. And now Toshinov in transition gets in the air. Feeds it down to Clark on the block. Ah, Clark blew that. Oh, Toshinov with a loose ball. Falling down, gets the shot up.
Where has this guy been?
Musa Toshinov making plays.
Toshinov, we haven't seen him for three quarters, and he comes out here with just all kinds of energy and moves. And
that he set up Clark for as easy a look as he would have had all night, and he kind of couldn't squeeze it. Toshinov now hits from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And now he's calling out defensive assignments, too.
You know, that's the first made free throw for Okemus today.
Wow.
And it's our man. And there's a lane violation. Oh, they took the ball from him. They should have let him shoot. Northwest changed positions after they had already thrown him the ball, and he deserved to get a shot there.
Got him both.
Didn't matter,
nothing
though.
But net.
When you're tossed enough, you don't care.
Just get buckets. 5:50 to play. 41-36. They cut it to 5. Okemus kind of hanging around in Northwest. Now you do kind of feel like maybe they took their foot off the gas a little bit too soon, and it's hard to get that back. Dito is going to be able to, but they double. Backs it out into the corner. Graham pauses on that three and nails it. That's a big shot for Dennis Graham. Great wide open 3-2. There's Dito with the knockaway. And on the breakout, Ryan Adams grabs him.
Probably a good foul. I think Dido was going to have a wide open layup there.
Yeah, it might have been something spectacular. Got Dido, Williams. It's really the starting lineup, except for Kendall Moore replaced with Bryson Cooper.
Kind of the starting lineup we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Okem is still not real. Okay, now they're going to come out and put a little pressure. It's just hard to pressure Dedelway out there. That's a lot of room to let him get around you.
I'm anxious to see does Toshinov have the defensive plays, too. There's Graham with a jab step drive, gets into the lane. We'll get a. Should be a blocking foul out on the floor against the Wolves. That is the call.
Who'd they get? 21.
That's Toshinov's first. Oh, he's 12. I'm sorry. 21. Wait. Did they call that? Oh, there you go. 20. That's
they got it on
number five
Shell,
on
that's
Shell.
Five. So, you know, Shell came out of the gate with three made threes. He hasn't scored since, and a lot of it was sitting and following. When you're a shooter and you got to sit for a long time, it's hard to get back in rhythm.
44-36 Mounties. Graham will float it in deep to Holmes, and Holmes will slow it down. Clark going to come out to challenge. Get a screen at the top. Holmes moves left side, now gives it up to Graham deep on the wing, and Clark going to switch on to him. Left side for Holmes, deep. Jab step now goes left side. 4:45 to play. 44-36. Dito comes out to get it. They continue to get that 5-second count started. Dito dribbles into the elbow, now backs it out. Now makes a move to the basket. In traffic, Williams drops it down to Cooper, and they'll turn it over. Tashinov with the steal, of course.
Why wouldn't he?
Ryan Adams brings it over the timeline. Screen there, coming across the top. Adams goes right side, and Noble fires a triple. That's going to be just short. Lewis and Tashinov knocks it to Clark. Clark misses. Tashinov coming in, takes it away. Sets up his teammate. Open triple for Adams, and he knocks it down, and the lead's cut to five again. Tashinov getting the extra possession there.
My new favorite high school player that we'll never see again.
3:50 to go here, 44-39. Okemos hanging around. Dito out near midcourt as Noble comes out to guard him. Noble has four, doesn't he?
Yeah, Noble better be careful right here.
Gets a screen out there by Cooper. Noble almost gets called going through it. And there's a block attempt by Mulder as Dito gets down to the block. And that'll send Roe Dido to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Not sure who they got that one on, although the board will be telling us. And get tossed enough.
And
Dido making the first one.
45-39. Mounties lead is 6. 3:36 to play here, fourth quarter.
Steve, doesn't it feel like the Mounties are up 15?
Yeah. Dido hits and stretches it out to 7. And they've been running that kind of four quarters for the last 3 or 4 minutes. And Okemos just kind of hanging in there. They haven't quit at all. The energy's been still there for Okemos. Clark gives it up to Noble on the left wing. Cutting across and gets it down deep. Mulder. Nice cut move and then a good finish down low. 46-41, lead is 5. Dito sitting in the half court for Northwest.
Mulder's up to 11, 8 in the second half.
Cooper comes out to screen for Dito. And Ryan Adams called for
fouls
foul there.
Fouls starting to pile up for Okemos. Rowe coming off, making his last 3 free throw attempts. I did not mean to jinx him.
I think he was halfway through that shot before you said anything. He misses. 3:02 to play. 46-41, 5-point game. Roddy Doe at the free throw line. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on timer. You don't pay a dime. Bends the knees and knocks that one down. Splits the pair. And now on the inbound, Tashinov, the first mistake. As he kind of threw that in erratically and out of bounds, so they'll give it right back to Northwest. Trailing by 6. And Okemos coming in. And that's Oliver Peterson, a junior for Okemos on the floor. We haven't seen him all night, have we?
Nope.
Inbound goes to Cooper working against Tashinov. Tashinov able to hold his position against the larger Cooper. Missed the shot, rebounded by Okemos. Adams. Screen and slip there. In the corner, Tashinov gets a step baseline, just pass across the lane. Cooper knocks it out of bounds.
Right now, Okemos playing a little offense defense with Noble having 4 fouls. 2:45 left.
Clark will inbound from the baseline here for Okemos. Gets it into Tashinov, just a little high for him. Puts it on the deck. Jump hook goes.
I think he got away with a little double dribble. He took a dribble, gathered himself, and then did it again. But
2.5 to go. It's a 4-point game. Somehow Okemos hangs in there.
I'm Okemos right now. I'm fouling Holmes, just to see if he can make it. Because Dedeau's going to get it back, and you're not going to keep him from driving.
Graham on the corner right now. Dribble drive move, picks it up, backs it out to Williams. Back to Graham. He'll back it back out. Noble guarding him. Be careful not to commit that fifth foul. Reaches in. Stuck. Graham gets to Noble under the baseline. They get a travel call. Noble cutting under the basket, and Graham gives it to him, and he kind of lost his footing and hopped on 1 foot there. Gets the travel call, and another chance for Okemos to close this gap inside of 2 minutes, 47-43. Clark calling for a screen. Toshinov. Clark will get it over the timeline. Steal attempt by Noble. Clark beats him to the basket, gets in the air, shot up, missed it, but that'll be free throws now for Ben Clark.
Yeah, Dennis Graham thought he had position there. It's kind of hard for me to see. Could you see whether he was set?
I didn't think Clark was going to be able to get all the way to the basket there, and he got in so deep. It was maybe 50-50 call, and they've been given the benefit of the doubt on that to the ball handler every time.
One thing, Northwest has an advantage right now with only two fouls and a minute 42 left in the game. They can be really aggressive. I mean, they've shown to be aggressive on the ball handlers anyway. Make it tough for them. If you pick up a foul or two, who cares?
Yeah. 47-44 cuts the lead to three from the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Minute 42 to play. Clark knocks it. He had a couple of, he had an ugly trip on his first time, missed them both, but makes both of those and cuts the lead to just two. His Okemos Wolves sticking around, and now Northwest abandons that four corners and this going to the regular offense. Dito loses footing for a moment, able to get the ball back. Gives it up to Williams. Now Williams left side for Noble. Gets a screen. Williams screens, rolls. Noble, oh, using that off arm a little bit. Forces one up in the lane. And Toshinov pulls down the rebound. Okemos with a chance to tie or go ahead on this possession. There's an open look. Peterson in the corner. Missed it. Toshinov elevated. He wanted a tip slam. And Williams will get it out of there in a timeout for Coach Bradley. Oh.
I'm a little surprised. It looked like Williams had a breakaway.
Yeah. And they're going to do a sideline inbound on the timeout at the in the backcourt. Full timeout for Mounties. We'll keep it here. Thanks again to East Jackson Community Schools Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Josh's Dumpsters on this one. And 47-45, Okemos had their chance to go ahead. The jersey section over there, the student section, would have lost their mind out here for Okemos as he missed that triple. But Oliver Peterson with the miss. But a good open look, and that's all you could have wanted. And
yeah,
how about Toshinov's athleticism on that?
He looks like he had a 40-inch vert coming in. But that Peterson three, we were right in line with it, and that looked good, too. I thought that was going in just a little short. But yet again, this has felt like a game that Northwest has had complete control over, and you look up and it's a two-point game. I think Dedeau is going to have to make some free throws here because I got a feeling he will be getting to the line in these last 40 seconds. Is that 40? I know right now they're ticking off the timeout. Oh, minute seven. Okay.
Yeah. 67 seconds. I'll tell you what, the Northwest does have a student section here. They've been relatively quiet this whole way. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Okemos has been rowdy from the get-go.
They're going to be cheering for some Dedeau free throws, I have a feeling.
Under a minute now, Dedeau moving left side. Cooper off the screen. They jump it, double team, and he kind of just dribbles around, and they grab him. I think we'll get Ryan Adams on that call. And that'll get Peterson out, and Noble will come in with four fouls. Offense, defense there, 52.8, and Rodi Doe at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Tell you what, Northwest is lucky that Toshinov hasn't been playing all game.
Secret weapon, they saved him. And Dito misses that free throw. Keeps it at a two-point game with 52.8 to play.
He split his pair last time.
Two important things here. Important for Dito to knock it down. Otherwise, important for Okemos to box out. You got Toshinov down there with Cooper. Dito hits nothing but the bottom on that one. And it's a three-point game, 48-45. Okemos and a little half-court trap by the Mounties now. Toshinov back to Clark. Back to Toshinov, and they'll get over that line. He scoops it to Adams. Adams out to the top for Clark. Looking over to Coach Wanch for a call. Gets a screen to roll. Clark from the free throw line bangs it.
There's your man.
He loves that jumper from that spot. I wouldn't have taken that. It was kind of contested, and that wasn't even a jump shot. That was kind of almost a runner.
Contested floater. That's a tough one.
But they cut the lead to 148-47 and timeout. Talk it over here from Okemos. If you're Okemos, do you come out and trap? Do you do something unorthodox? Or do you?
Well,
I don't think you want to give Dito a chance to run out the clock.
No, yeah. You can't let him just dribble around. You know, Dito's went four trips to the line today, and he split the pair three of the four. So knowing that, you know, 75% of the time he's a 50%. I'm throwing some numbers at you now. But, you know, I guess you might just go ahead and bring some kind of double quickly and then foul. I don't know.
I think Peterson's probably the guy who grabs. It is bonus free throw. I think it's bonus the rest of the way for the Mounties. So,
you know, Cooper hasn't been to the line at all today. If I'm Okemos, I maybe try to let him get it and foul him right away and just to see. At least Dido's been to the line a few times.
And they went to Graham. He gives it up to Dido. Yeah. Graham might have been a better option to shoot the free throws, but it will be Rhodey Doe. As Noble will come back in for the Wolves, and we'll see if Roe can knock down a couple. It's a one-point game. If he splits, it's just 2 points, so they stay at risk. 26.8 to play.
And I know he split a couple three out of the four times, but he just feels like a gamer to me. I think he's going to make both these. This first one's the harder one.
Got it. Nothing but net. That felt like a game, like a clutch.
Yeah.
He went back to the basics mechanics on that one and just made sure he got the knee bend right, the follow through, and that snapped the net. And that one goes off the heel, but he gets his own rebound. And they'll grab him again. And that'll be Mulder with the grab. So Dito back to the free throw line. 49-47.
Well, Dito splitting another pair. That's four out of five times. But I'm gonna stick with I'm sticking with it. He's getting about to make two of these.
And front rim. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line here. Vital for Rhodey Doe.
It's the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning short.
Splits again. 3-point game. Okemos gets it in quickly. And again, Northwest comes out with that half-court trap. They break the press. Make the move, open three, Mulder. No, another one that looked from our angle like it was going down. Dito comes out with the rebound, and they grab him.
Boy, that's two really good looks that Okemos got.
And they both looked online, end up going a little long. The rebound bounces up high in the air, and Rhodey Doe, who's probably got 8 boards today, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He might be double
maybe
digits.
Maybe double digits, yeah. He's been
have double-double.
Fighting on the glass, particularly on the defensive end. Now at the free throw line, he hits that first one. 12.3 seconds, and the 4-point lead now feels big for Okemos.
Well, I said it's going to come down to Dido free throw shooting, and that's his 12th of the quarter.
He's made a home at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Clark coming over the line, and a move for Noble gets knocked to the floor. Northwest had fouls to give.
Yeah, not a bad foul there by Williams. And I don't know that he was trying to, but waste some more clock. And, you know, Northwest right now, they can just do nothing. 5.9 seconds up by five.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take the ball out of bounds.
They force up the shot, missed, rebounded Williams, gets it to Graham, and time will run out on Okemos. 52-47. Boy, they made it last. They made it interesting. But ultimately, Northwest gets the win 52-47 here at Mason High School. And let's see.
So is that Northwest and Holt playing Wednesday night now?
That is the matchup that we'll have coming up on Wednesday here at Mason High School. Jackson and Mason, Holt and Northwest will be our matchups. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll let Brian get our scores together, and we'll wrap things up here for Mason High School. The Mounties survive in advance against an Okemos team that gave them their best shot. Well, we'll talk it over here in the post game for Kelly Express Mart's coming up. on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here, and Northwest holds on for the victory, 52-47. Saw that get as close as 1 point there in the fourth quarter after Northwest came in leading by, I think, 11.
Yeah.
Brian, and they just saw that. They went into that four corners, and I know you're kind of a fan of shortening the game when you have a lead like that, but they had that mixed in with sometimes took a couple bad shots that they didn't need to take, forced a couple shots, and so got them into kind of crisis mode after giving up or seeing that lead diminish. But you called it correctly when we're going to get it into Rodito's hands and they're going to have to foul him, and they did that. And they managed to dodge a couple bullets on the other end where Okemos had a couple of three-point looks that would have put them in the lead, and they just didn't fall. So that was you want to say a little bit lucky. Maybe Northwest breathes a sigh of relief at the end of this, but they played well enough to win.
Yeah, and Steve, I am a fan of pulling it out, making the other team get you if you can blow by them, which I think Northwest could.
Yeah.
I just felt like they made bad decisions because I don't think they were pulling it out with the intention of never shooting. I think they were pulling it out with the intention of I can now get by you and we can get some layups.
Yeah.
It was kind of poor decision making after getting by them that kind of let Okemos back in that. That and the heroics of Tashtinov, who went three quarters not taking off his warm-ups, and then that last quarter looked like Superman flying around out there.
Yeah, how does that happen? Where he's nowhere to be seen. You get a couple guys in foul trouble, and he comes off the bench, scores a really nice highlight reverse layup, a couple rebounds.
Yeah, some nice passing.
Yeah. This made it fun, a little exciting for us there at the end of the game. But, yeah, just a really fun game. Overall, and just you win, you survive in advance, and that's kind of right. What Northwest did tonight. They're going to have a much tougher matchup with Holt on Wednesday night, but they'll just have to come out and play a little better game, maybe. And maybe again, decision making is what it all comes down to. They have the shooting skills, they have the athleticism. They played really hard defense, and the way they can guard the ball so aggressively is a really great weapon this time of year.
Yeah.
And it's just going to come down to making the right decisions and taking good shots. Other than that, they're a very good team. They can be. How did the numbers work out for us, Brian?
All right, well, for Okemos, we had Keegan Noble with 4 points, Musa Toshtinov with 6 in all of the fourth quarter, Isaac Shell, who hit 3 threes to begin the game, finished with the 9 points, Ryan Adams with 3, Ben Mulder with 11, Ben Bishop with 2, and Ben Clark with 12, leading the way for Okemos.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Okemos is just one of those unfortunate, you lose Shell, who clearly was the guy you wanted to take those big threes when you needed to, and you just lose him for most of the game. I mean, he came out on fire, and then a couple fouls get him out early in the first half. He comes in the second half, picks up a couple more, and just you had to play so much without him, and they clearly missed that as a part of their offense.
Yeah, and Keegan Noble, who I think is their best guard, talking to their coach before the game, and he was a lot of in and out with foul trouble as well. So tough one for Okemos.
How about for Northwest?
For Northwest, we had Marquise Williams with 6. Dennis Graham had 15. Avery Ansbaugh with 1. Jarrett Osterberg with 3. Bryson Cooper, 2. Kyron Nelson came off the bench, giving him 5. Trey Kinnamore with 2. And leading the way in the scoring column, Rhoda Doe, got to the line 16 times, had 18 points.
Yeah, he and Dido will be our player of the game for this one, but not necessarily for anything he did on the offense. And even, if he had shot a better percentage from the free throw line, the game's not even as close. But what he goes out and works really hard on defense. He had about 3 or 4 steals that led to fast breaks. He had a number of rebounds, as we mentioned. So, he's really player of the game, not really for anything he did on the offensive end, for the way he played defense and rebounded. And that, to me, that was what stood out about him. Yeah. That makes him special, is that he isn't just a guy who needs to go out there and score to have an effect on the game. He can affect it through defense and rebounding in other ways.
Yeah, and if you're from Jackson and you hear, Northwest has a really good freshman, I hear, and he doesn't look like a freshman out there, he doesn't play like a freshman, and he's always the first guy off the floor. He's a quick jumper, and if you've played much ball, you know what that means. Like, there's some guys that just get off the floor faster, and, I'm guessing he had 10 rebounds today.
Yeah, so we got him in double-double, and assist level, he probably had 4 or 5 of those to go with. Cooper, coming off the bench, only managing 2 points, and not the best game we've seen out of him. Matter of fact, the worst game we've seen from him, I think, in a little while. But they were playing him very physical, and they had a couple of guys who were boxing him out a lot. And so just one where he dusts himself off, comes back out, and tries to play better on Wednesday, because they need him to be a factor in that game if they want to beat Holt.
Yeah, Okemos did do a good job. I will say Cooper, he did change some shots, things that probably won't go down in the stat sheet, but they hurried some things inside, and they even had some threes where he was closing out on them and being big, and they missed. And so he had his fingerprints on the game, just wasn't quite what we're used to.
Right, and he is a relentless worker. Even with all that going on, he's still chasing down rebounds and getting some that maybe you wouldn't expect your 6'7 guy to chase down into the corner.
Yeah. Almost like he's already come to the conclusion, well, I'm not going to get a lot of touches. I'm going to have to find a way to get the ball if I want it.
Yeah, but Northwest wins at 52-47. Some updates out of town scoreboard. I got Adrian Madison, 39-28 winners over Tecumseh. They'll move on to face Michigan Center in the second round on Wednesday. And then the other game in that district, Columbia Central and Milan, and the Golden Eagles dominant 80-40 win over Milan. So that sets up a good game for them. And
so is Columbia playing Mason, or excuse me,
Adrian. Yeah, the Maples. Yeah. So that'll be Adrian, Columbia Central, and Michigan Center, and Adrian Madison. Okay. So Adrian with a couple of teams active at Tecumseh on Wednesday night, and we'll be there for that. We're heading out. We're taking the drive to Tecumseh to see that one, and I'll tell you what, I'm rooting for a Michigan Center Columbia Central rematch in the district championship game.
That would be fun to see.
It'd make Wednesday a fun night too, watching a couple of wins. But those are some good. I haven't seen Tecumseh. I've only seen what they've done throughout the year, and I haven't seen Adrian Madison either, so I don't know much about that matchup. But Madison gets the win, and they move on. And Michigan Center coming off a loss at Columbia Central. And then they lost to
Lansing Eastern.
Lansing Eastern, yeah.
I do think Michigan Center would be a pretty big favorite against Madison there.
Yeah.
And then at Columbia, Adrian game, I think it's going to be a good game.
Because we saw Adrian play Jackson, and they lost, but they've got a couple good guys.
They have one that's going to get in the scoring column.
I heard is going to play at Jackson College next year.
Yeah,
Shout out to Coach Johnston, because you and I will be in action tomorrow night at Jackson College for a rare Tuesday night game, doubleheader with Jackson College, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So here on WKHM, we'll wrap it up here from Mason. Tomorrow night, U of M basketball. That's an 8 o'clock pregame for the Wolverines and
who did
Minnesota?
They play? That could be.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Okay, I don't remember.
I know it's hard
I had
to
that
remember.
Duke game
right?
in my mind, and I wasn't sure who was coming after that.
Yeah, so anyway, we keep it busy. A lot of basketball for the month of the end of the month of February and all throughout March here on McKibben Media Group Network stations. I didn't get an update from our broadcast team over at Napoleon, but they'll be in action tomorrow. The winner of tonight's game takes on Lumen Christi. And then on the other side, Hanover Horton and Napoleon, I think, is the matchup. So that's going to be fun. Basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow. And then even the following week, we'll start the boys' regionals and girls' district tournaments. So you and I stay busy for a while. I'm really excited about it. We have a lot of fun. Get to travel to great gymnasiums like here at Mason.
There's some dynamite girls' teams in the area as well. So this is going to be fun. This is, if you're a basketball fan, this is the time of year for you.
And we did. Oh, there's the update coming through. Homer won that one 65-36. So I kind of expected them to kind of get an advantage. I didn't know if it'd be by that much. Congratulations to Coach Malnix on that W. Now congratulations to him on figuring out a game plan against a very good Lumen Christi team. So, yeah, the fun just underway here. We'll wrap it up for Mason. And I think the janitors work quick. They're almost done. We better get out of here before we make them. They're going to turn the lights
off.
Up. All right, we'll wrap it up. Again. We'll be back in action Wednesday, doubleheader, so things get started about 5:15 Wednesday afternoon here on WKHM. For Mark Koss, our executive producer, the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.